Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Bills baseball once again on WIP tonight. Mick Abel's second start, first pitch at 7:07 against the Toronto Blue Jays in the Rogers Center, CENTRE, which used to be the Sky Dome.
Yeah, I can't wait for Abel.
Yeah, it's exciting.
There's something about having like the, you know, the new blood or whatever.
Yeah, new
like,
toy.
See what's going to, yeah.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
You all right in there?
Yeah,
I start yawning. When
he had to work hard today. All that courage.
I had a lot of energy at 2:30.
Yep. Let's go, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So now that the battle lines have been drawn, yesterday a moment of weakness, but we rebounded today.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for people at certain people at WIP to pick a side.
Yeah, I agree.
Now I've already lost Rhea.
Yes, Rhea's gone.
Seems to forget just how blatantly disrespectful they were to her at the beginning of the show, with her going to the morning show, and it's just, you know, we've always been Team Rhea.
We have,
and it feels like, you know. Just trying to butter up to the camera. You know, we don't need that. We don't need that. But she's doing it.
Maybe she thinks you're a coward.
Well, I don't like that one.
I mean, remember, the previous show she was on, you were persona non grata there, too.
That's true. That was because they had a ringleader who was out to get me and tried to end my career.
Well, you were retweeting old bad Angelo tweets.
One time, and it was funny.
That's all it takes is once.
Yep.
It was funny.
Well, not to everybody.
Yeah, certainly wasn't funny to Angelo.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Donovan Chespat.
Yeah. I don't know. Rhea may
well, she
honestly
really,
not like you.
She really talks like she doesn't. Like, I thought we were friends. When I hear her talk, I'm like, she doesn't like me.
No, she's picked a side.
Yeah, she has picked a side.
Yep.
Very disappointing. On the losing side, though.
There you go.
Number five is Rod Lakin. He's got to pick a side. You can't be Switzerland. You can't be sitting there like, oh, I just want the content. Oh, I just want the views on the social medias. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I need
it. It is his number one objective.
I don't care about what his objective is. I need at least before the competition starts, who's he rooting for and how does he see it going?
Would I have picked a side as a program director?
I don't know.
No, I don't know if you would have picked a side.
You would have faked.
Maybe
like,
not publicly.
You would have faked that you were on the camera side. Because you
as PD.
Yes. Because you're thinking about the overall
the
show.
Bit.
Like when you faked and gave the camera the judge thing.
It wasn't fake. And I told Morandini this on Monday. Mickey Morandini and John Brazier did a bad job. They did a bad job. Do I think the camera should have won? No. But as a judge.
You're going by the evidence that was presented.
And Morandini and Brazier walked into that case like they had it won.
Like
already.
It was a lock.
Oh, nobody likes Joe, blah, 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 blah. And the fact is that Joe and Milt Thompson did a much better job than Brazier. And Mickey Morandini did.
Wow.
Yeah, Brazier's not a litigator.
No, you kidding me? He's in there writing songs for Mountjoy.
I know.
You know? He doesn't care.
There's no litigating with him.
No.
Fourth is Devin Caney. Now,
I thought fourth was...
Well, fifth was Lakin.
Oh,
Said I lost Rhea.
Okay, got it.
She's clearly picked the side. Very disappointing, and I do think she does hate me.
Yeah.
But number four is Caney, who we have called Scoops on this show. You know, we gave her that nickname.
Scoops.
She walks into the CBP like, I'm Scoops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to do Insider of the Year stuff because we have Scoops. And I know that she's on the morning show, and I know she has to, because Joe doesn't let anyone else talk on the show besides him.
No.
So she's got to fight for every word.
To camera and friends.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But is Caney team Fritz or is she team the camera? I mean, that's a big answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
And a big question.
She didn't really establish that this morning.
Well, she did say she was very disappointed in me, which seems like that was sentiment was shared through
people. Well, that just means she had a little more faith in you and was expecting you to
She had expectations.
I know.
I think she's team Fritz.
I think she is.
Well, but let me ask you this. Does it matter? Okay. Because there could be two things here. She could be on the inside team Fritz, mm-hmm. but on the outside, no, she's on the morning show and be team to camera
right.
publicly. Does it count? Or do we need her to be Team Fritz publicly? Because that might not be a great
career move
for her.
But at the same time,
you know what, though? Could get her closer to this show.
That's a great career move for her.
Yeah. Now that you said that, yeah, she has to publicly endorse Fritz.
Exactly. Because listen, I think you can make the case we've amplified her career more than the morning show.
Without question.
We amplify everybody's career.
I mean, look at Broads. No one knew who Broads was before 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Besides his like psychos that sit on YouTube all day. Like, oh, there he goes again. He's ranting.
Yep.
It's good stuff.
And now look at him. He's got a whole draft party.
Yep.
It's going to be just like the Ricky.
Skating around the friggin' skating around 2400 Market.
Yes. Why was he so out of breath?
I have no idea.
That was a shocking reveal.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in shape.
Well, and he still plays hockey, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was the quick gyrating moves he was making back and forth.
I have no idea. He was very out of breath. He was very sweaty. He looked like the Flyers Unabomber.
He did. He was terrifying.
Yeah.
He was terrifying. Third is Elliot. And why I need Elliot to pick a side here is because I could see him trying to do the contrarian thing like he does with everything. And making the case of why Joe can do this and being like over the top annoying about it. This is one of those times, Elliot, where I just need you to put it aside and think about this show. Elliot, they leave you on hold for 8 minutes
to talk to callers.
You just sit there looking like an idiot.
Yep.
This show, again, talk about the amplification of people. I mean, from 3 to 4 on Tuesdays, must listen radio.
Yeah.
Like, well, he doesn't get yelled at on the morning show.
They treat him like a real like a real journalist.
But let me ask you this. Would the morning show ever have elevated him to where he ends up being Insider of the Year? Of course not.
Good point.
They would have made DeCamera the Insider of the Year.
Yeah, they definitely would have made DeCamera the Insider of the Year.
You know,
because you know in his heart he wants us to do the, like, well, I don't know, Joe, back in the day. You know, like,
yeah.
But I just need him to put the nonsense aside. And stick with the show.
He has to be closer to you than he is to camera, right?
Oh, as a person?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But also, you torment him more than to camera does.
Always.
Yeah.
I'm everyone's little brother here.
Yeah.
Ed, you got to pick a side there, E.
Elliot's got to pick a side.
Got to pick a side, buddy.
Yeah. And you know what I think we should start doing as we lead up to this? We start getting people on the staff on the phone and ask them to pick a side on the phone.
They got to make it official.
Yep.
We'll get a whole graphic.
I like it. Give Tucker something to do.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Made the flyers for Puck It Up.
Yeah. Yep. This guy. Tucker hasn't made one flyer for me.
I know.
I'm a host on the afternoon show. Been here, you know.
Oh, dude, you've been here a year and a half. But like, let's relax.
Overall,
I'm the host of the afternoon, like,
as host of the afternoon show, but been here a decade. I'm just saying.
No disrespect like that. You've been here a long time. Man.
A long time.
Yes.
And by the way, I say no, Joe DeCamera, no Spike.
No Fritz. No Spike.
I hired you too.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Gave you a full time job too.
Another smart move.
And promoted you.
And didn't fire me.
Yeah.
A little more loyalty in there. Dude.
Yeah. Very loyal. Yeah. Very loyal. Wow. But also, when decisions are obvious like that, okay. I mean, congratulations. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Wow.
The second people at WIP that need to pick a side is Ruben Amaro Jr.
Did
and
you
ben.
Say the second people?
Whatever.
Okay. Just making sure.
The second peeps
yeah.
that need to pick a side yeah. On the Cameron versus Fritz is Ruben and Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. They're your baseball brethren right
baseball
there.
Baseball brethren. Yeah. I can hear the disappointment in Ben's Delco accent this morning.
Yeah.
Because he has a lot of respect for a fellow Westchesterman.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I know, again, they're on the morning show. I know Rube doesn't come on this show. Mm-mm. But I need them to also say, hey, that's a stud that we got back there and producing the afternoon
show. And can we be honest? They are basically held captive on that morning show.
Oh, of course. And by right. the way, just to get this out there, hired Ruben Amaro here, too.
Amazing. Ah, there you go. Throw that in there, too.
How many people have you hired here at WIP?
Just a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Ruben,
well, you hired Scoops, and then, you know, Scoops ditched.
Well, she did. She did. Yep. We'll tell that story on the air one day, too. That was a funny moment. Yep.
And Ruben,
yep.
I believe at times, gets a little disrespected by the camera.
Does he?
Really?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah?
With a baseball knowledge.
Oh, really?
Like if Ruben is given a point or given his opinion, you don't question Ruben. You're Joe DeCamera.
Right. This guy was the general manager.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know he disrespected me.
So a little feud there between
the
camera.
A little second guessing of Ruben that I'm like, eh.
Well, he doesn't let Ben talk either.
Doesn't let Ben talk.
I mean, Ben, he wouldn't even know he's there sometimes.
Yeah. That's all the camera's fault.
You got to get the baseball guys with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bring them all on this
Pick
show.
A side.
And then number one is James Seltzer. James Seltzer and I.
Well,
I mean, you want now? He's been through thick and thin with the camera. Obviously, like, the camera got him over here.
Yeah.
I hired him too.
Yes. But also, you know, me and Seltzer have built the podcast.
Yeah, I hope. Yep. John Marks John Marks' podcast.
Yes, John built it.
You hired John Marks?
I did, actually.
That's great. Yep. So I'm just saying, Seltzer, he's in a tough spot.
Yeah.
I'll admit, he's in a tough spot, but he does have to pick a side on Team Fritz or Team DeCamera.
This might be one you lose out on.
He's going to pick Joe.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you, earlier, when you a couple months ago, you went on and you were trashing them or whatever.
Oh, well, they were, you know. I forget what I said, but it was pretty strong. It made Seltzer mad, whatever I said.
It seems
you
like
get Seltzer fired, though, man. You must have said something pretty...
I just said that the only reason they were talking about our show is so they could attach themselves to us. And that's what Joe was trying to do.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just like our rockets.
I could see why that would make Seltzer upset.
Yeah, you know, you need rockets and cruise ships. They'll be the cruise ship. We'll be the rocket, you know?
So, yeah, you lose out on Jimmy and Rhea.
Yeah.
I have Richie in my corner. You hear that?
You do have Richie in your corner.
He brought Jim Plunkett today. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, almost anybody who goes against a camera, Richie's going to be on their
Richie's
side.
Richie's on your side. Yep. Yeah.
That's it. That's an easy vote to get, I think.
I will crush your face.
Yeah.
Still love that drop. That's still a great drop.
Yeah, that was real. Well,
it's
not my drop.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It's the morning show. Yeah.
This hour, sponsored by Guide to Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guide to Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Another guy who has to declare his loyalty and pick a side, OK Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, OK?
What it do, fellas?
What it do,
what it
Andrew?
Do, Andrew?
Hey, I don't think I got loyalty to... claim or not claim. I mean, I'm an afternoon show guy.
Okay.
I mean, is it even a competition? Fritz, you should tell Joe what he likes to do best and go beat him at that.
Fritz is on the phone.
Sorry, what?
Hit him again, okay.
Hey, Fritz, ask Joe what he does best, then go beat him at that, too.
But I can't beat him at sitting in a bathtub. I mean,
well, you could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening because he is the biggest coward for not deciding a date. He's the morning show. He's able to decide a date and you go along with it because it doesn't matter what day, what time. It doesn't.
It really doesn't. I'm trying to think of other sports you could add to this. Hacky sack, maybe. Maybe four square. I wish Jack was single so he could steal Joe's girlfriend.
Nice. 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 What about boxing? You want to do boxing?
Oh, that was another one, Mark's. Mark's trying to get that one in.
Yeah. Every day. He's arm like, wrestling? Box the camera. Arm wrestling. I mean, I would break his arm.
Well, you're the one. Yeah.
You're the one with the arm issues.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Inside the show. I mean, after Elliot demolished Spike in arm wrestling,
he cheated.
I took that. I mean, I beat Elliot in like a snap.
He cheated.
Oh, yeah?
Elliot cheated in arm wrestling. Well, I'm telling you, he was grabbing onto the table. I didn't have anything to grab onto.
That is wrong. You can't grab onto the table.
Look. It was there. Let's put it this way. I don't think he cheated. I don't think the contest was as the contest should be. I agree with you, okay. I agree with you. Jack should. And here's the thing. This is what now that we have this new Jack, the new Jack era, mm-hmm. this is, which started on June 4th, 2025. Yeah, NGA.
Yeah.
This is actually year one of NGA. You know, like there's AD, you know.
NGE.
There's like BC and AD or whatever. Yeah. This is. The new Jack era. Yeah. So NJE. Yeah. Yes, NJE, not NJA. I also want to see the training start now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now it's time. We've been saying he has to demolish Joe.
Get in there and do something.
Yeah, I need him to demolish Joe now, not just beat Joe. Hey,
let's go play around the nine. Like, I'd be down.
No one's inviting you. Yeah.
I want to get a couple things in real quick. I mean, I've been a Scott Spence since the beginning of the season. I know Jack and I went back and forth on it. I think you got to keep him there. He's come up big a couple moments here and there. And I want to see him grow this season. I think he's what, 20, 26? So around there. So I think he's got growth and a lot of potential for this team. And I love Bryce coming back. And I would love to see him do well. But if he doesn't and it's affecting him way too much, and if you have to put him back on IL, I'd like to see some of the young guys come up. If that means you have Kemp at third base or Crawford in center field. And I want to see the Marsh/Ross experiment be done.
All right.
And I want there to be a new guy. So also, one more thing.
Yeah.
If you get tossed a beer, are you framing it from your buddy like a catcher? I mean, it could be the move.
What?
What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
If your buddy tossed you a beer at a tailgate.
Yeah.
Could it be the move to frame it?
I like the frame job.
I don't even know what that means.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slap Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like a catcher? Like the guy tosses the beer and you catch it and then squat down, whatever. I'm old. I'm out. Yeah, I know.
This has been a very early 20s thing to do.
Okay, Andrew. I don't know. These guys are almost 50s.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, yeah. All right, okay. Thank you for the call. Is he saying, I know what framing a pitch is.
Yeah.
He's saying, why are you doing that with a beer?
That's what I couldn't understand. Yeah. Like, why are you doing that with a beer?
There's no umpire.
Unless Herb's there.
Okay. Well, if he's not in the bathroom.
You also got to know your show strength. I mean, what tailgates are we at?
None.
Yeah, no, we're
not
tailgating.
When was the last time you were tossed a beer?
No one's ever tossed me a beer.
Not even at Disney?
Last time I was tossed a beer was the parade. The first one.
2018 parade.
Yeah.
You got tossed a beer?
Yeah, I was because I was on
the thing.
The bus. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't invite us this year.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's probably me.
I was actually happy.
Well, it could be you, too.
It could be.
Yeah, it could be both of us. Yeah, I don't know. Man, the parade seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were on the top of that building.
Yeah.
It was 5 degrees. I couldn't feel my...
It was pretty cold, yeah.
And then, oh, I completely forgot all that happened. We lost our connection. We had to run back to the studio.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, I saw Jack's athleticism in that run.
And determination.
Yeah, you were moving it.
I know.
Yeah, you were quick.
Ike was lollygagging.
Man, I'll get there.
Do you have that Jalen Carter sound over there talking about Ty Robinson? Do you have that, Jack? Jalen, so Ty Robinson's everybody's favorite fourth round pick.
Yep.
Brian, why did he reach the fourth round at this point?
I have no idea. We're going to find out something about him. Brian Baldinger said he's better than Milton Williams already. Here's Jalen Carter on Ty Robinson.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie, he moving good. He a big boy. I seen his highlights before he came. Knew what they was talking about, and you know he here and he working. You know, I think he gonna have a big impact this season.
The thing you don't hear in that is you can see in Jalen Carter's face, he's got like a grin, like he's impressed by the size of this guy.
Yeah.
Now his highlights are wild. His athleticism and size is wild. I do wonder why he would last to the fourth round given all of this. It's just like everything keeps pointing. I hope this guy's not a bust because everything keeps pointing to him being really effective this year. You know what I mean?
I think we have to temper our expectations. He seems more like a great rotational player.
Yeah.
You're going to give him 10, 15 snaps out there. He's going to give you maximum effort, good against the run, athletic enough to get back there against the pass and get after the quarterback a little bit. But I think he's a rotational guy that you play him early on downs. You get a lot out of him. But I'm excited that he's here as well. I am as well, but I'm not going crazy about what I expect from him. Because you got to think about it. Moro Ojomo is going to be in there, and Jordan Davis.
Right.
So he's only so many reps that's there for him unless somebody gets injured.
I didn't know what to take from Vic Fangio's comments about Jordan Davis, where he said, you know, he didn't get into shape until the second half of the year. He said he wasn't going to comment on that.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell whether that
was... they want to know why it took him so late to get... Well, the reason... I can comment because I'm not Coach Fangio.
And I don't
coach the players, so I can give you my opinion on what I think it is with Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis needs better eating habits.
Yep.
And I think that's what it is, man. He's single. And if he's not always conscious of his weight, his stamina, those types of things. And when I say conscious of it, that means doing things throughout the week that keeps him in good shape.
Is it just real quick, yep. Is it a weight thing or is it a cardio, like is it an exercise thing?
So for me, it's hard for me to decipher the two.
Right.
Because I don't know if the cardio thing is there because of his size.
Because of the weight thing.
Yeah, so.
Because part of why they want him is the size.
Yes.
Is because he's giant.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
I think ideally that's what they thought. But now they get to see him.
Right.
And they've had him, and he's had some of those issues at Georgia where staying in shape. And during the season is where it's harder for him because off season, you can focus on being in shape. You come in training camp, you look great. Then once that season starts, you're not focused on your conditioning as much as you were when you were preparing to come into training camp because you want to impress the coaches.
And you don't have as much time to work out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So you almost have to make that time to do that. So in other words, if that means you got to get in there early, get your little cardio in. If you got to get your little cardio in after practice, you got to get you some running in out there on the field. That's what that means. That's what that means that you have to do. And so for me, Jordan Davis, can he start off that way and can he finish that way? Can he finish that way? And I think Coach Fangio, they see the potential, but they also know being disciplined, being committed and dedicated to your endurance, to your conditioning, is going to make you a better player. The same way we talk about Jalen Carter, that he's just scratching the surface of what he can be. Well, Jordan Davis has the size, doesn't have the athletic ability, nor does he have the temperament. Those are things that he has to sort of improve upon.
You have to wonder, instead of them picking up his option for the following year, if they had not picked it up and this had been a contract year for Jordan Davis, if they might have gotten a better version of Jordan Davis. You know,
I kind of thought that's what they would do. I wasn't sure if they were going to pick up that fifth year.
You know, because maybe, you lose the security of the having him the next year, but maybe you also get a better player this year if he knows he's playing for a contract.
Yeah.
You know,
part of me says they may not be ready to do it next year.
Give him a contract. Yeah.
So you'll still have him on that final year.
One more year
if you want to continue to evaluate him.
Coming up next, a change in the NBA All-Star game that might make the players try. I don't know. We'll see. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. The final count on the Twitter question is Trey Turner underappreciated. 51.5% say yes, 48.5% say no. And as I look at our Twitter page, we have the photo there from YouTube of Broads showing up in the studio in a full Flyers garb, wearing a sweater, Hextall sweater, the Flyers boxers, the hat, rollerblades, gloves, and a stick. He came flying into the studio.
He came in banging in the walls.
Glass banger? Is that what they call him?
Yes, glass banger. I'm rarely like, whoa, I don't know what to do here. Broads had me on my heels.
I know. I don't see you shook very often.
I was shaking.
I didn't know where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Is he going to break out of this? Is he going to snap out of it?
Well, I just wanted to let him fly
just
or whatever.
Do his thing. Yeah.
Just yelling. By the way, the Flyers in 50 was psychotic. The actual portion of the program where he did Flyers in 50, all he did was yell hockey.
There was no content.
No.
It was just
no content.
Come on, Danny! Like, just cut that.
That guy's got sauce!
Yeah, it's good, man.
He's saucing it up left and right!
He does that for Ike. He does all the, the hockey lingo for
I love
Ike.
It. It's good, man. Yeah. It's like you good. With your baseball jargon, man.
Come on, man. You love Ched.
I do.
What's Ched?
Cheddar.
What's that? If a guy can throw hard?
Throw on Ched.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Go, Yaya.
What's that?
Hitting the home run.
Oh.
Come on, man. It's good stuff.
Man.
So the question is, like, so what does Trey Turner, I guess, have to do for make people say, like, he's a fully appreciated? Because people brought up today's contract, right?
Yeah.
He signed the contract. And I know it's $300 million. Like, wait, I'm not doing this to defend Trey. I'm just like, is there
a postseason? There's no postseason, even though I thought he hit the ball well into the NLCS a couple years ago.
Yeah, he had like a 1,300 OPS.
He still doesn't have the Bryce moment. He didn't even have the Rhys Hoskins bat spike moment.
Well, but that's also an all-time.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. You're asking, like, what will it take? Because what people will say is, well, he's putting up these meaningless numbers in the regular season. Right?
Yeah, it's not that they're meaningless.
Well, also, but I think he needs a full regular season.
Yeah.
Where he's good. He has not had a full regular season. Mm-hmm. He had the back half of one. He had the front half of last year. And he's had a month and a half so far this year. He needs at least one full good season. I think that. And by the way, I don't even think he'd need a full good season if he had what you're talking about. If he had some sort of playoff moment that everybody remembered and everybody was, you know, like we could play over and over again. But I just think, I don't think there's anything he can do this year to change people's mind during the year. I think he needs a full good year, and I think he needs playoff performance too. 215-592-9494. Phil in Center City, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, Spike, Fritz, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir, Phil.
What's up, Phil?
Hey, earlier you guys were talking a little Eagles. You were talking about if they'll get an edge rusher. Just wanted to say, I think their depth at edge rush is pretty good. Quick side note on that, Abdul Carter at the Giants was talking about LT, Lawrence Taylor. I think Jalik Hunt is going to be the one drawing LT comparisons this year. But in terms of a trade for a player, I sort of wanted to know what Ike thought about their depth at middle linebacker. If Zach Bond goes down, it seems like they'd have not a lot there and not a lot of experience there. So I was wondering if that could be a spot that they trade for. Otherwise, thanks again, guys, and go Fritz. All right, see ya.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
Listen, the Eagles have done a complete 180 on their linebacker evaluations, right? We know they value the position now. We know it.
Yes. As they drafted a linebacker.
Yeah. I don't know if, by the way, they drafted an off-ball linebacker. Yes, yeah. Not a pass rusher like some people think.
Right. I always thought he's an edge rusher.
Yes, he's an off-ball linebacker as of now. No, I don't think they would because they've invested in that position already. I mean, you got a couple picks. We got a pick last year with Jeremiah there. You drafted a linebacker this year. You still got N'Kobe, who's coming off an injury, and you drafted the other kid from Georgia this year. Smile
Mondon.
Yeah, Mondon?
Mondon.
I'm going to get that name together.
Smile. Smile.
Yeah, I know it's Smile.
Yep.
So, no, I don't think they will go out and get another middle linebacker.
Well, and also his comment about them having depth at edge, they have a lot of guys.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But, like, yeah.
They have bodies. We don't know how much. We don't know the quality of the depth
To steal one thing that Mike Lombardi did right, he used to say, when he used to be on the Bill Simmons podcast years ago, he would say, if people ask you who you have at the position and you list off eight guys, it means you don't have anybody. He called it a diner menu. He'd be like, diner menus aren't really, diners are good, okay at a lot of stuff, not great at anything. That's why they have a million things on the menu. Mm-hmm. No offense to diners. I love diners. Like,
well, especially where we live.
Yes, I do. I love diners. I do. I love diners. Great diners. Shout out. What's the one near us?
Harrison.
The Harrison House Diner.
Yep.
The thing about the Eagles edge guys, we don't know who's going to be good. We assume Nolan Smith will be good.
Right.
We assume, but outside of that, it's all like,
it really
I
has
hope.
It's going to be, because it could be boom or bust there.
Yeah.
Like they could, the young players could reach their potential and they start to flash and show you that. And even the guys they brought in, Ojulari and Uche. They may add quality depth, but then there's also the possibility that you don't get much of anything out of any of these guys because the two young ones are still young and it's their first time being in this role. And the guys that they brought in for depth or to win those jobs, to challenge them, they haven't really had a lot of experience of being a full-time starter for 17 weeks.
Well, Ojulari's hurt all the time, mm-hmm. and Uche hasn't been good in 2 years.
Yep.
So yeah, maybe it'll work, but also, to your point, maybe a bunch of them don't work.
Yep.
So Adam Silver was on our old friend Craig Carton's show on FS1 today and talked about the All-Star game, and here's what he had to say.
But what about the concept of USA versus the world? Is that something that we will see possibly next year as you continue to try to tinker with the weekend?
Yes. So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season will be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world?
I like it.
So they did it already. As I mentioned our show meeting. Like, they're all ignoring they already did this. They did it in 2020 before COVID happened. They haven't done it again. I'm hoping, first of all, the world has the best players
It's not
in
even
the
close,
NBA.
I don't believe, yeah.
Jokic.
I don't even believe it's close.
Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis, Luka.
Embiid.
And like, even you start getting to the American guys in the second half of the top 10, but there's a very big difference between that group of four or five players and everybody else.
We got LeBron, Steph, KD, and...
They're 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. Old, 1,000 years old.
Anthony Edwards.
Jalen Brunson.
You got Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson.
Oh, how many Knicks? Tatum won't be able to play.
No, Tatum won't be able to play, but Jalen Brown will.
Jalen Brown will play.
But he can't go left.
Yeah, and he's top 20.
He can't go left, but I still like Jalen Brown.
I do not like Jalen Brown.
You don't like Jalen Brown?
No. I've lost so much money on Jalen Brown. He he does not pass the basketball.
He's not a passer.
Yeah, he's not a passer.
Okay.
Yeah. Peyton Pritchard.
Well, hopefully.
Cooper Flagg might be on it.
On the All-Star
team? I would imagine he could be. On the American team, we need him.
Could he get Kawhi out there?
How many players do we have?
Well, hopefully.
Maxie?
If he makes if he makes the All-Star
team. Maxie was an All-Star, wasn't he?
2 years ago. Yeah, not
last year.
Oh,
he didn't make it this year? Oh, that's right. He didn't play enough.
Yeah. Well, he was good for a stretch, like in the middle of the season, but he started off poorly. Then they had the fake injury. He, like, hopefully, here's what I'm hoping, is that what's going to happen leading up to this All-Star game is all the press is going to be that the world team has all the good players.
Yep.
And the U.S. doesn't.
Right.
And hopefully this shames the U.S. players into trying hard and winning the game.
Yeah. I would actually keep LeBron off of it. Just like, because he's ruined everything he's, you know, touched with the NBA. So, like, in order to make this
pure
guys to compete.
Yes.
Like, LeBron needs to be left off. Also, can we grow up with calling SGA an international player?
He's from Canada.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
That's not...
What's U.S. versus the world? It's not in the United States.
Yeah.
It's
I know you got. I know you're trying to make it the 51st state. It's not yet.
And but it's Canada. It's not a different. It's not really a different country. I mean,
no, it really is.
It's really a different country. But it's the same
really
continent.
Is a different country.
No, but it's not. It's the same.
Just you got to use your passport to get into it.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, I went to Canada.
Wemby is international.
Wemby has another one.
Yeah.
I don't think Canada should count. I think SGA should be.
You see, that's how desperate we are. We need Canadians, yes.
We need SGA.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
I hope they do it. I hope they care. Like, if they care, it could be great.
That's it.
That's like the we do. We talked about hockey last year because of that USA thing.
Yes, but those guys care.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hope these guys care. And I hope all the press about how good the world is shames the U.S. players.
I think that's
our only hope.
That's our only hope right there. Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Ike? Hey, let's talk about my friends at Dietz and Watson. You know it. It's grilling season. Fire up that grill with hot dogs, sausages, and meats from Dietz and Watson. Enjoy endless sandwich combos with freshly sliced meats, cheeses, and condiments. Don't forget about their protein-packed Dietz Nuts meat snacks. Yeah, there's something for everyone in the family. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you and grilling recipes. Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
I think I watched John Ritchie eat Dietz Nuts meat snacks for breakfast for a year. Before I was like, I understand you like them, man. I don't know if that's a proper breakfast.
Slow down on it, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of protein.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Josh in Chicago, you're on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What up?
What's up, Josh?
Talking about the Trey Turner thing, that the reason why, like, you know, everyone thinks he's underappreciated, he's getting paid Bryce Harper money, but no one, you know, when he comes up to bat, no one thinks of him doing Bryce Harper things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also think even if he was good more consistently, people would lay off a little bit. You know, like it's been the story of two seasons every season he's been here. His, you know, Ike said earlier, his biggest moment is getting a standing ovation because he wasn't playing good. And then he played well after that, played well in the first half last year until he pulled the hamstring, and he's played well for the first 7 weeks of this season. But it's like when you look at Trey Turner's career here, it's only been okay. It hasn't been great. He showed flashes, but he hasn't had a great career here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Also, Jack, we need like a Rocky style montage of you training. You know, running down the streets.
Yes. Yeah. We got to send him to Russia like Rocky IV.
Yeah, that'll teach me.
Buzz out there recording while he's training. I like it.
Oh, I like it. Thank you for the call,
Josh. Out there in the old Dub C.
Yeah.
How about the camera? Is he training at all for this?
Come on. He's trying to stay alive.
Secretly.
He's just trying to stay alive.
Secretly, what's he doing?
I don't know. He might be. He is a little overconfident, though, so maybe he doesn't think he needs to. But to keep his body from falling apart, I feel like he needs to train. You know? Like, he's in such bad condition.
Do some sit-ups.
Dan in Maryland, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just had to share this. I went to a music festival a couple weeks ago, Ocean City, Maryland, and
it had me a bitch,
I was thinking of you guys. The headliner Nickelback and the guys in front of me were like, oh, hey, can't wait for it to come on. It's going to be great. And then they started singing the 5:30 Creed. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I leaned in. I'm like, Ike, Spike, and Fritz would be so ashamed of you guys. And they were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly my point.
Oh, how was that show? The festival in Ocean City, Maryland. I saw that. I was like, oh, that looks like fun. Was it fun?
Oh, it was great. It was Def Leppard Saturday night and then Nickelback Sunday night, and it was phenomenal. You got to have strong calves to walk through the sand, but it was phenomenal besides that.
Yeah, my sister-in-law Paige was like, we should go to this concert. And I was like, I am not going to a festival show. Like, I'm too old for festival shows.
Yeah.
Where they're playing from, like, noon until 11 o'clock. I can't do that.
Yeah. And real quick, so I was walking through, and I saw a guy who looked like ESP. So I walked up to him, like, are you ESP? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm still not sure if it was him, and he was just embarrassed to be there, or...
Well, there's no shot he's at a Def Leppard
show. Nickelback show. There's no chance. There's no. He would say, this is what Elliot would do. Elliot would say that Nickelback and Def Leppard don't have any hits. That's what Elliot would say. Because Elliot only, thank you for the call, Dan. Elliot only likes musicians that are popular on social media.
Yeah, well, because I listened to Stairway to Heaven for the first time in like 5 years today. Because I saw something on Instagram and it was like, wow, I haven't heard a song in a while. And it really reminds you how great the song is.
Yep.
Out of curiosity.
Step by step.
No, it's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I know what I'm singing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know what song you're talking about.
You would know Stairway to Heaven if you heard it.
You just burst into song out of
nowhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so confused.
I was about to start singing, climbing the stairway to heaven.
Not that stairway to heaven.
I knew it wasn't that way. I knew that.
No, but so I was out of curiosity.
That's Temptations.
Okay.
I knew Ellie would have a horrible answer. So I asked him, have you ever listened to Stairway to Heaven? No. And he said, never heard of it. And I said, that's about what I expected.
He said he's never heard of it?
Never heard Stairway to Heaven. Just ridiculously on brand.
See, that's why I get mad at him when he brings up opinions about music.
I don't know.
And very assuredly.
Yeah. Well, someone...
He always feel that Elliot knows he doesn't know a whole lot about music, but he likes to irritate you two with his music opinions.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think he knows he doesn't know, and he doesn't.
Right. He likes his, let's face it, he likes a little bit more hip-hop music.
I don't even know what's hip-hop. I don't know what he likes.
Yeah, I don't know what he likes.
Like what a 30 to 35 year old white woman would like. That is Elliot's music taste.
Yeah, Elliot walking around his long sleeve Beyonce tee. Yeah. He paid $85 for.
I got a report that Elliot big time some fans out at the bar over the weekend.
Oh, I doubt that.
No,
they were probably harassing him he big timed him.
So what's up, ESP? And he just kept walking.
Maybe he didn't hear him. Happened to me on that airplane. Somebody said hi to me. I didn't notice it. Elliot doesn't seem like a big time kind of guy.
Doesn't seem like it.
No. I think he gets so excited when someone says they like him.
Yes, of course.
Because given how his Twitter mentions usually are.
Yes. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I'm not saying Jack is a little too sensitive about Trey Turner, but he's a 4-point plan away from needing to be called OG Fritz. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, what's the Trey Turner 4-point plan?
So let me get out in front of this one.
Yeah.
I'm way more sensitive about Bryce than Trey. And it ain't close.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even say you're sensitive about Trey.
Yeah, today was to prove a point.
Yeah.
Today was to prove a point. That's it.
First pitch up and in? Pregnant Joe DiCamera might literally eat the baseball. Tim in Newark.
Wow. Pregnant Joe DiCamera.
I like it. He keeps calling me Boban. which it still doesn't make any sense.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, but it's also, you know.
He's trying to say you're an ogre.
But I'm not, like, I'm only 6 foot one.
I know. I, not
like, compared in, to measly him, I guess so.
Not but, in size, but in theory.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Bowen's not attractive.
I agree.
No.
Yeah.
Ike, if I were to ask you, how many more 100 RBI seasons do you think Bryce has than Trey Turner? You would probably, if
I
we
would
had
at least say two.
He's only got one more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Game's changed.
Yep. What's next?
Spike at the arbitration hearing. My client won 20 games and had a 2.2 ERA in the regular season. Jolly. Who cares? Arbitrator. Judgment to Jolly, and it wasn't close. Alex in Lancaster.
That does sound like how it would go. Yeah. He didn't win anything.
He didn't win anything.
He didn't win. There's good and there's not good. All right, what's next?
Just sound polite and don't call him an idiot. Just sound polite and don't call him an idiot. LA's inner thoughts after Spike asked him about Bryce leading off.
I don't think that's true.
LA was trying. First he was like, I can see. I don't think so.
See, I think he's against it. I don't know if right. He thought I was stupid. He thinks the idea of teams doing that might be stupid. I get it, but I wasn't even going to ask him that. But
well, certainly a difference in philosophy.
Yeah.
Old school versus new school.
And I'm pretty old school in most of my baseball stuff.
Yeah.
But I like...
You got a great point. A lot of the great hitters are batting leadoff.
Well, they are.
And when it comes down to the numbers of impact, like get the most at-bats in a baseball game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why would you not want that with your best player?
Yep. What's next?
I am absolutely not tearing my biceps. Spike, not doing push-ups.
I'm back to 250. I'm back, baby. It took me a couple of weeks, but there's no more shame. I'm doing them in where I live in South Jersey now.
So I just need one video.
What's
one
that?
One video sent in.
No videos.
Of you doing push-ups.
No videos. UPS guy yelled at me. He was like, you're doing your push-ups?
Did he laugh a little bit?
A little bit. And then I'm like, Jesus.
Welcome back.
Yep. What's next?
Everyone else, here are some advanced analytics to prove my point. Jack Fritz, have they been to the Pro Bowl or All-Star game? Mark in Modco.
Old school sports talk. Back when sports talk was sports talk.
You make a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you're a big Pro Bowl guy. Yeah. Your big Trey was good because he was in the All-Star game last year.
Wow, it's just he started the All-Star game at shortstop.
But it doesn't count because Bryce has only made two.
Well, Bryce,
he's been here. Yeah.
Well, he's been hurt. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame wearing a Phillies cap. You know who's not going to be invited?
Who?
You.
Oh, right. What's
for
next?
For the show live from Cooperstown.
Yeah, and I won't be there?
No.
Yeah. What's next?
I'm going to have 10 union players and Howie Roseman. ESP in South Philly.
Dude, I'm already mad at his top 11. I don't even know what it is.
It's going to be he's going to have Jalen Wan, of course.
Of course.
Which is, you know, whatever. But then he's going to have Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
The 14-year-old soccer player.
Yes. Making the list.
Yeah. He made the list last year.
I was going to say, didn't he make the list last year?
He did.
I can't wait for Broads' top 11.
Can
he put a flyer on there?
You got to have Meechkoff on there.
Yeah, Meech, TK.
Brindamore.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
All right. Well, we won't be with you tomorrow, but you will be treated to the finale of Phillies and the Toronto Blue Jays. So we will talk to you Friday from Chickies and Pete's. We thank you so much for listening. Coming up next is Leading Off with Jack Fritz and then Phillies Baseball 7:07 start here on WIP and the free Odyssey app. Mick Abel, his second pro start, his second Philly start is tonight, 7:07. Thanks again for listening.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.